we were very vocal in about our performance after Van Harps. You know, the response this week in training has been excellent. The players have trained really well, but that's a minimum. You know, last week wasn't acceptable. You know, we certainly haven't turned up any trees in terms of where we are at this moment in time, but there's a lot of football to be played and we got to be positive moving forward. You know, there's not many points in it between a lot of teams, and we got to make sure now we accumulate as many points as we possibly can. But more importantly, we got to just concentrate on St Pat's coming to Brandywell. We had a very good result against them down there, but St Pat's have a good record in the Brandywell as well, and we got to make sure that, you know, whenever the final whistle blows tomorrow night, we leave everything out in the pitch and then we come out with a favourable result.
Just trying to get the wee bit of momentum now towards the end of the season. Like, Sligo's a prime example where they shot up there, if you can get that momentum.
No, listen, there's a lot of examples in it. Waterford have been a shining light as well. You know, and look, every game's going to have to be treated on its merits. It's a crazy situation this year, but look, we've got to look past all the different avenues that's difficult at this moment in time. We got to get results, we got to get performances, and we got to make sure we're better than what we were in our last game. I have backed the players so much this year, and I still believe in them. I think we're better than what we're showing at this moment in time, and hopefully we can rectify it now with Pat's come to Brandywell on Friday night.
What are you like, any injuries you're earning or anybody back, or what's the situation?
Well, you'll have seen for yourself, Gerard O'Brien hasn't been involved for a few weeks. He's had a bit of a thigh strain on the back of the European game. Joe Thompson missed out last week also with a hamstring issue, so we'll see how Joe is, but probably at this moment in time highly unlikely that Joe will be involved. Ali Gilchrist has done a bit of running today on the pitch, which is a huge plus for us. So look, a couple down, but as I say already, there's a lot of talent in the squad, and we now need to make sure that we turn that talent into performances and results.